Using the right colors will catch you more walleye. We're bringing out the tackle box next on Western Life Radio. Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
For the most cost-effective school safety solutions, look to FasterUtah.org.
Did you know that Utah's off-highway vehicle and personal watercraft youth education programs, required by law, are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov? All youth must carry this certification while operating on Utah's waters or public lands. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17.
Matching the prey will help improve your catch. Peter Milburn with Sportsman's Warehouse brings out the gear.
The other thing is just making sure you pick the right lure colors. If you're going to go up and fish at Willard Bay, you need to consider what the main primary forage is going to be for those fish in that lake, and that's going to be the gizzard shad that are in the lake. So you want your lures to mimic the color of the gizzard shad. Yeah, you can catch some on fire tiger and that kind of thing, but if you go with silvers, with maybe a little bit of orange on the belly and a blue back, those are going to be your better colors at Willard right now. And so you can go, you want to troll fairly quick with lipless crankbaits, a little bit slower if you're using a deep diving lipped crankbait. And the fishing has just been great. Just troll around until you find some fish and then concentrate on the areas where you notice you are catching some fish. You can go up to Willard right now and just have some awesome success catching wipers and walleye both. They've already spawned for the most part, and so the fry are starting to hatch. And so until the fry really start to hatch big time and you get big clouds of the fry, the fishing should be awesome at Willard. So I'd get up there in the next few weeks and take advantage of some of that opportunity that's going to be there. Starvation has been fishing really, really well the last month and should be fishing well throughout the summer for walleye.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.